If someone's trying to sell us something, we worry when they say, trust me. But we can trust God's eternal word. Let's study. Yes, this is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton. And today's message, Our Trust, Worthy God, will give us some insight to things we already know, the power of trusting God, but also understanding how as we trust Him more, He empowers us to live a life that's more pleasing to Him and more effective to loving our families, loving our friends, and changing our nation for the cause of Jesus Christ. As we study the Word together, know that we're available for you. We'd love to connect with you on our website at tewonline.org. That's T-E-W for The Encouraging Word, tewonline.org, or this phone number, 866-899-9673. Now, Dr. Wilton.
You see, God has an encouraging word for you today, and He's going to speak to your heart. And I'm going to guarantee that, not because of me, but because of who God is. And I'm going to invite you to give your life to Christ. And I'm going to say to you, my friend, you can trust God. He is trustworthy. So I want you to open your Bibles today to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. I'd like to read to you the first 7 verses. Now, I listed the first 6, but I'm going to add another one, and then I'm going to discipline myself to stop. Because Paul is talking to people. He's talking to a people who find themselves in the midst of every circumstance of life. These were people in Rome back in his day. And of course, they faced their difficulties just like many of us do today. I wonder what difficulty you're facing. Here you and I find ourselves living in the greatest country in the world. I often say to people, I hope that you haven't lived in America so long that you've forgotten just how blessed you really are. Some of you behave like you've forgotten. Some of you act like you don't want to be blessed anymore. Some of you might do real well to go and get a good dose of what it means to live in another country. And some of you have come here and you live here, but evidently you just can't seem to get it about we Americans. Well, maybe you just need to go back and live where you came from, if that's the case. Because I'm here to tell you, this is one incredible country. And I don't know about you, but I love America. And I know this may disappoint some of you because I had another birthday again. And evidently, I've stepped over the line, but I'm going to tell you, if there was a national call-up, I would find it jolly hard, and I mean that, not to say I'm in. You put the uniform of the United States on my back, I'm ready. And some of you think I'm old and decrepit. You want a piece of me? Don't you just love America? Just look at us, folks. So here's Paul. I want you to get a glimpse of what he's doing, because God speaking through him, speaking to a people who lived a life, under the Romans. This is what he said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which God promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be the Son of God. in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the nations, including you, who are called to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, to all those in Rome who are loved by God, called to be his saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This man based everything about his call, about his commission to serve, about his commitment to do what he knew that he had to do, on who God is, because God is trustworthy. How are we doing, America? I want to speak to you for just a moment about our trustworthy God. It's really a wonderful exercise to go back and study the history of this motto, as many call it, "In God We Trust." Do that sometime, you'll be very blessed. It's very interesting. So much that maybe I could share with you and others could share a whole lot more than I can. You can go way back. One of my favorite stories is about a preacher just like me. His name was the Reverend Watkinson from Pennsylvania. He was a Baptist preacher just like me. And you'll never guess when I'm talking about. I'm talking about 1861. 1861, time of Abraham Lincoln. I mean, he petitioned Congress and requested that they put "In God We Trust" on some of the coins. Now, it's interesting to know why he did that. Obviously, he was a believer. Quote, "To release us from the ignominy of heathenism." So evidently, the Reverend Watkinson, all those years ago, who knew and loved the Lord Jesus by all accounts, petitioned Congress, and the reason he gave was the onslaught of heathenism. Let's at the very least, America, have on our coinage, on our value, embedded in the economy, our buying power. Money talks. Let's at the very least write down what we believe. You know, 1873, Congress passed the Coinage Act. By whatever measure, Congress was able to enact these things back in those earlier days. And we have a history from that point in time to "In God We Trust" appearing on coins at different levels and at different times and in different ways. We do know this, that since 1938, all coinage has borne that motto. 1938. But really, if you wanted to put, say, when was the line that was drawn? I think that most historians would agree it was about 1956. Who was president then? President Eisenhower. What had just happened prior to that? The Second World War. Who was the arch enemy of the United States? The USSR. For those of you that are struggling, the Soviet Union, communism, atheism. And under President Eisenhower's leadership, Congress enacted by unanimous vote, no dissent, no division, no this group on one side and that group on the other, that from that moment, we as a nation would bear that as the motto, our understanding. Fast forward to 2001, the dramatic events that took place as we stood there horrified as terrorists led by Osama bin Laden led their murderous treachery against the United States. And those planes flew into the World Trade Center and our people were slaughtered and we stood in absolute horror. By 2003, even Gallup in their polls affirmed that over 90% of the American people unequivocally believed that at the very least in America today, because of who we are, we're going to keep at the forefront of everything that we do this God in whom we trust. I don't have time to unpack the constitutionality of that phrase. I understand it in a constitutional context. And if you understand it in a constitutional context, I understand that you have to come to grips with exactly who God is. Because the mere name God can be applied to any religion, which is the root and fabric of the Constitution of the United States. We, the people, the embrace of all people and the right for all to be able to worship. And I have a constitutional right as a believer, not only to pronounce the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but to stand upon His word and to witness about Him and to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in this nation unhindered, that I am a believer and a Christian man and an American citizen. We understand these things, for these truths are self-evident. And so why, as we study the historicity of this magnificent statement that we trust in God, we can talk about identity for some. We can talk about culture for others, constitutionality. We can talk about the need to show our enemies, like the communists, that we refute any and all forms of atheism, because we are a nation founded on the principles of God, our Heavenly Father. And the very reason why our founding fathers left a jolly good cup of tea on the shores of England and came to this great land was so that they could worship the Lord our God in spirit and in truth. This is what makes us America.
Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with all of today's message from Dr. Wilton in just a few moments. But Dr. Don reminds us that we want to encourage you to have a conversation with us. This is not just a presentation of his messages, but it's an opportunity for us to talk about what God's doing in our world. Right now, we are a world in many ways in crisis, and the Faith in the Midst of Crisis series that Dr. Don Wilton, the message that's on our website right now at tewonline.org may be just what you need to help you grow in your faith, to help strengthen your faith. And I pray that you'd visit our website, tewonline.org. You'd sign up for the email from Dr. Wilton. It is a transformative part of daily discipline in walking with Christ. Again, it's an email absolutely free, online at tewonline.org. Just sign up for the Daily Encouraging Word email. And that Word of God, that application from our pastor, can truly change your life. Now let's get back to today's message, Our Trust, Worthy God, with Dr. Don Wilton.
Oh yeah, we can talk about political platforms and ideologies. But I simply say to you today, when we understand the Word of God, our God is trustworthy. Why? America, why is it so fundamentally important for us to understand that we can trust in God? I just simply share these with you. Number one, because He is always. That's why you can trust God. He is always. Did you know that God never had a founding date? Do you know God never left a shore to go to another one? Do you know that God never sought freedom? Because He always is. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 tells us in the beginning, God. Any further questions? And if you want to clarify that, in the Genesis account, beginning immediately in chapter 2, verse 2, God created the heavens and earth. That was not signaling to us the beginning of the always God. Nope. Psalm 90, verse 1. The psalmist, writing under the inspiration of the Spirit, reminded us, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever even before you, O God, had formed the earth and this world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. I'm here today to recommend Him to you, because He always is. What a friend. When you place your faith and trust in God, my friend, you receive the One who from before the foundation of the world knew you. The One who from before the foundation of the world had a plan for you. The One who from before the foundation of the world didn't appropriate all of His attributes, because He always is who He is. Our trustworthy God. He is always. Second, He is unique. There is none like God. Samuel said this in 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 22. How great you are, O sovereign Lord. There's no one like you. There's no God but you. You know, the way sometimes in America, we think that God is kind of duplicated, not quite like Himself, but that He has varying manners and He has varying attributes, and He acts like this toward this place, and He behaves like this, and He wears these shoes when He's over here, and He wears those shoes when He's over there, and He just answers to any name you think you can call Him. God doesn't even respond to a constitution. I mean, who do we think we are? Like, let's call Congress together and gather and think about how we're going to fit God into our Constitution. He is always, He is unique, He's unchanging. Our God is trustworthy, He's unchanging. Don't you love that great passage in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And some might say to me, but now wait a minute, you're talking about Jesus. Yes, I'm talking about God. He is God. And He's unchanging. Did you know that this God in whom we trust has never grown up? Just think about that. Just by the way, did you know that God has never at any time sat down with Abraham Lincoln and said, now let's look at things in the 1860s, and then all of a sudden in 2000 whatever sat down with more modern people and said, now look, we got to work this thing out because a few years have passed. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to change my whole approach to the way I think about marriage. And you know what? Murdering babies, or anybody for that matter, contradicts everything about the law of God, and I'm not going to change my mind because of a constitution or because it's no longer correct, or because it doesn't suit this group, or it doesn't suit that group, because I am the Lord your God, and I am unchanging. God's law endures forever. He's not only always and unique and unchanging, but I love this one. He is everywhere. He's trustworthy. He is everywhere. everywhere. I love the psalmist, you know, in Psalm 139, the psalmist said, "Where shall I go to get away from you, God?" By the way, do you remember Adam tried that one? You see, Adam was created in God's image, and he was in the perfect Garden of Eden, and he sinned against God, and God came down and had to say, "Adam, where are you?" Like God didn't know where he was. Adam actually was of the mind that he could now hide from God. God is everywhere. The psalmist said, "Where can I go to get away from you, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I go up to heaven, I can't get away from you. If I go down into Sheol, I can't get away from you." What he is saying here is he's saying, you are everywhere. It's what I love about God. Don't you? You know, you and I can honestly say, he's in my motor car when I'm driving down the road. He's in my bed when I sleep. He's at my table when I eat. He's in our worship service when we meet. He's in my heartache and my heartbreak. He's in my circumstance. He's in my sorrow and in my pain. He's everywhere. He's always there. God's always there. In fact, he put it like this. He said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Not only that, he's powerful. He's powerful. You can trust him. He's powerful. Remember what Jesus said in Luke chapter 18? He said, "What's impossible with man is totally possible with God." Now, I can line up my impossibilities. Are you today maybe saying, "You know, I just can't do this"? In Christ, you can. You know, we have this caption in our church that we've used all these years, you know. You can do more than you ever imagine. Because in Christ, more is possible than you can ever imagine. And you know, maybe today as we worship the Lord together, and you find yourself in that impossibility, just remember, God's the God of miracles. He's the God of "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." He intercedes, he intervenes, he redeems, he restores. Do you know my favorite reason why you and I can trust God? It's because he's loving. He's loving. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not die, but should have eternal life. You know, we don't often enough quote the next verse. So I want you to listen to this, America. "For God did not send his Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." You know, we've got a lot in our own personal lives because of the sin of our lives that condemns us. But the Bible says that because of the love of God in Christ Jesus, there is now therefore no condemnation to those who are in union with Christ Jesus. This is the message, America. I invite you to be set free, my friends. I invite you to turn your heart over to this God of whom we speak, the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. This is good news. This is the good news in our searching world. This is what it is. This is what God has done for me. The reason I put my trust in him is because he is always. This is what I get for this. He's always, he's unique, he's unchanging, he's everywhere, he's powerful, and he is love. I beg of you today, turn your life over to him.
It's the most important question Dr. Don's posed all day today, begging you to give your life to Him. I pray that you would open your heart to the opportunity that God could be using this very broadcast, this podcast, however you're listening to the message of the Word of God today. It's God's way of saying, I love you, and I have a plan, a good plan for your life. Won't you open your heart to Jesus Christ and let Him change you today? Here's our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton, with our closing thoughts of the day.
God has spoken to you, hasn't He? And you ready to give your heart to Jesus? I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on a cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much. And by the way, don't leave. Don't go away, whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
Perhaps you've given your life to Jesus right now, praying with Dr. Wilton, or maybe this is the thing you're ready to do. Won't you let us take you to the next step, pray you through the next step? We're taking calls right now at 866-899-WORD. Oh, how I pray you would jot this number down, store it in your cell. We're available 24 hours a day to talk and listen and pray and connect with resources. The number's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Yeah, you'll find great resources like this.
Right now, you may be driving in your car or sitting in the comforts of your home. Perhaps you may be at work or listening to us in a prison cell. Wherever you are, I have an encouraging word for you today. And that word is, God is in control. He is sovereign over the universe. His plan for your life remains intact, and He has not changed. He is right there with you. This month, with your support to the Encouraging Word, Dr. Wilton will send you two powerful resources, Faith in the Midst of Crisis, a new message available on CD or DVD, along with a copy of his book, Defying the Odds. You will be deeply encouraged, strengthened, and filled with hope to defy anything set before you. Call us at 866-899-WORD and request Faith in the Midst of Crisis on CD or DVD, along with the bonus book today. An operator is standing by to take your call. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Oh, I do hope you'll call about your copy of Faith in the Midst of Crisis, but know that more than anything else, that phone number, 866-899-9673, will connect you with friends, happy to talk or listen or pray with you in whatever's going on in your life. We'd love to be your encourager, your 2 a.m. friend, as Dr. Don would say, at 866-899-9673 or online at tewonline.org.
The